the way we roll. Making the Industry Better, Business Done Right is a Blessing to All, authored by Linda Schmid. Getting started. In those days, back in the 90s, lead times on custom manufactured metal roofing in the local area were 7 to 10 days. Understanding that reducing that lead time would have a significant impact on project completion time and profits for the contractor was the epiphany that moved Marvin Raymer forward in 1999, and Ramco was born. A building contractor, frustrated by long lead times, delivery delays, and incorrect shipments, Raymer decided to do something about it. By April 2000, he convinced a large manufacturer to provide him shipments multiple times a week to supply the local Ramco customers. Between this service and diligent customer care, within 3 years, in 2003, he was one of the top resellers in the area. He started his own manufacturing business out of a small shop at his home with little funding, but he had three important goals: providing accurate orders, faster lead times to customers, and running a well-grounded company. Raymer started with two new trim machines, a 10-schechtel trim machine and a metal roll-forming systems, MRS Titan Roll-Former. "I was always interested in machinery," Raymer said, "and the learning curve for adjusting roll-forming machines to make a high-quality panel was complex but fun. I chose new machines because quality has always been our focus. The quality of the machine has a definite impact on the panel quality." By leasing the building and the machines, Raymer started with basically no money, but plenty of passion, grit, and determination. From those early years, Raymer made a point of reinvesting most of the profits back into the company and always holding the line to only grow at the speed of profits. Running the company with such careful attention to financial health translated into top-notch customer service. His rule is that you do the right thing every time, and if it means you take a hit, you take the hit. He has always gone the second mile for his customers, and the result has been company growth. Growth. Over the years, Ramco has steadily grown, from the first small building to small building add-ons and then an additional building, expanding into a new location and new facility in 2011, and eventually opening a second location in Woodburn. Now, with nearly three decades of growth, Ramco operates three locations across Indiana: Rochester, Woodburn, and Middlebury. The company now sells across the Midwest, throughout Indiana, Illinois, into Ohio, and Michigan. This growth has often been attributed to operational excellence, a term often heard at Ramco. It's more than just a sign on the wall. It translates into things that customers care about, like most deliveries in under 24 hours, thicker steel, an abundance of inventory, state-of-the-art Bradbury high-speed metal forming equipment, and of course, people who want to help serve and have bought into the vision of a profitable, well-run company. It's good for all involved. Their facility is kept very clean. That contributes to equipment that works well and provides a quality work environment. They go as far as hand-scrubbing machines with soap and degreaser. Just like my personal truck, it always runs better when it's clean, Raymer added. The company produces 11 profiles of metal roofing and siding panels. These include RAM panel, two standing seam profiles, commercial PBR and A panel, modern plank, metal lap, board and batten, and Ramco's RX4. The RX4 is now popular in the industry, but originally, in 2014, it was a unique market-leading design by Raymer. The company also produces various trims and custom trims. "We are continually considering how to make life easier for the contractor on the job site or up on the roof installing the metal," said Raymer. As a result, the business has grown from a one-man band to a busy company of 130 employees. Ramco today commercial, agricultural, and residential buildings, plus roofing for single-family and multifamily homes, sheds, and garages, are all markets that the company serves. They sell to lumberyards and do-it-yourselfers, but contractors that build metal ag buildings and residential house roofs are always the center of consideration. "Customers like our contractor-first mentality," Raymer said. "They care about price, but that is not the be-all and end-all. We are not the cheapest, but customers come back to us because they know when they call, they will get a person, not an automated voice system. They know they will be speaking to someone who knows the product and they will not be transferred somewhere else." And Raymer finished, "They know their order will be delivered quickly and accurately." 2024 has been a good year for Ramco. We have not seen a cool down. Ramco is growing. We've added a location in the last 2 years, and we are now expanding it. We are also expanding the Rochester location, and we just finished an expansion in Woodburn. Across the industry and beyond, companies are finding that retaining good employees is a challenge. However, this company finds little difficulty in retaining its employees. Josh Hudgens, Director of Human Resources, believes this is largely a result of the company culture. We have a strong company culture that focuses on a clean, family-oriented atmosphere, Hudgens said. We advertise on Indeed that Ramco is based on conservative Christian values, and we try to make Ramco a productive and happy place for people to come and work. We have occasional events such as Ramco fun nights, Christmas parties, and employee cookouts. But I think most of all, people are happy to work in a positive, clean environment, he added. Coming in 2025, Raymer expects to see growth over the course of the next year. He looks to continue growing Ramco's footprint in the Midwest. Ultimately, they make decisions based on the contractors and how they can best serve them.